there's a lot of weird religions in the world these days, and Chris, I don't think they get much weirder than the Westboro Baptist Church in America.
Oh, they are out there. They're definitely out there, these guys. If you haven't heard of them, here's just a little sample by way of introduction. Now, this is the sermon their leader, Fred Phelps, gave just 3 days after September 11.
And how many do you suppose of those 130 or so that died in the Pentagon were fags and dykes? It's very likely that every last single one of them was a fag or a dyke or a fag enabler. This evil nation has smeared fag feces blended with fag semen and dyke feces on the Bible.
Mm. Now, I'm not sure if you picked up on it there, but these guys are a little anti-gay. No, they are, really. And if you want to find out more about these lunatics, you can check out their websites, godhatesfags.com, godhatesamerica.com, and godhatesweden.com. Bit of a theme emerging there, Chris.
And the group's latest crusade is to pick at the funerals of US soldiers who they hate because they defend the interests of a gay-loving country.
Mm. Now, Fox News took particular umbrage at this. You see, it's not every day that someone can make Fox News defend gays. But somehow, when Fred Phelps' daughter went on Fox, she achieved the unthinkable.
This nation is full of idolatry, full of adultery, sodomy, fornication.
People like yourself,
ma'am. You're proud. You're proud of your sins. Mm-hmm. You can't do enough sinning. You think gay pride, bimbo.
Okay.
Have sinned away your day of grace.
Okay, you are
America
an abomination.
America is doomed.
If America's doomed, then why don't you get out?
Who would have thought the standard debate on Fox could get any lower?
She wasn't the only journalist to face off against the Westboro Baptist Church because our very own Charles Firth was so impressed by this group's message of love and tolerance that he went along to one of these funeral pickets to meet them for himself.
So what do you say to critics who say God loves everyone?
Well, I say they don't know anything about the Bible and they're lying.
You've got a lovely sort of voice. Do you think that helps get your message across?
Well, that's the first person that's ever told me that, but no, I don't. But
your accent is really sort of quite nice. It seems to be some sort of connection between us. I mean, you're a very nice, tall man. And you must have lots of fans. Like, how many fans do you have?
None that I know of. Whether homosexuals should marry. That's the main issue. They're arguing that early and often.
Did you just give me a look?
Did I give you a look?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because you've got a really nice butt. Like, it's a really nice butt. Mm. I don't know, you just have this sort of beautiful way that...
Hey, Cheryl.
The way of holding yourself.
Why is this guy touching me on the butt, patting me?
You know, in Australia, we actually...
You've got a pervert on your hand.
No, I'm just admiring you. I just think...
Excuse me, that happens to be my husband. You need to get away. There's a real connection between us from a distance.
Oh, yeah, no, I will admire him from a distance.
Okay.
His buttocks were really firm. It's just, don't deny that you didn't give me a look. I saw that look.
All right, then.
God has brought us together. God has brought us together, Fred.
Get your hands off him, you pervert.
He's irresistible. That's the problem. You're denying our love. This is something that's beautiful.
That just, you're a pervert.
And then
have a nice day,
and then his
pervert.
Buttocks.
Have a nice day, pervert.
They were just so firm.